Hello there, and welcome back to the Rolling in the Deep podcast. I am Adele, owner of Babies on Broadway. I am here with my main gal, Summer, and we have a guest.
Yes. Again, we love guests.
We do love guests. It's really fun for us. So this is kind of a continuance on our teenage series. So we've done quite a few of these at this point. We've had one set of guests.
Yeah.
We did. And now we have a special guest today. This is Courtney.
Hi.
Here's a little fun fact for you. Courtney is Remy's girlfriend.
Oh.
I know, which is really fun. I know. Now she's giggling. So, I mean, on the pod, you have heard me talk about like how Remy has a girlfriend and...
Definitely.
Yep. So the audience
Now they have a face.
They have a face to a name here, and they're aware. So we were talking today in the store. So Courtney actually is working for us. She is on our durable medical equipment side. We call her Little Court because we have a big court too.
Yeah.
On the medical side. And she has been doing phenomenal. And one thing we just really noticed about Courtney, which I knew from before, but it's really just shown itself evidently as she's worked for us as well. She does a really great job balancing life, better than most adults, apparently.
Without a doubt.
And so today we were talking about like what would be a good idea for a podcast or the teen series. And I like really randomly, I was like, hey, Courtney, you want to come on my podcast? And she was like, sure, which was really, really nice of her. Because frankly, like, I feel like most people would be like, hell no. And also like that it's your boyfriend's mom. Yeah. Like, what are you doing to me? But she graciously has showed up here today. So what we thought we would talk about today and what would be a good discussion is just maybe some tips for balancing life. So just to give you background, Courtney is in a couple sports. So you've got volleyball, softball for sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And those are your two. Mm-hmm. But you also do club volleyball. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you are a year-round sports player, essentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Multiple times a week.
Yes.
Yeah. And then she's also a 4.0 student, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. So she does 4.0 student and she works and she shows up absolutely on time and gives her best at work. So we were like, well, I don't know how you do this because it's way more than most adults. Better than I do.
Way
and
more.
What I told her is my kid definitely isn't that way. We were dying laughing about that because like he seems to have zero balance truly when it comes to like sports season and he's in the thick of it. He really struggles to be able to get his work done and his sports in terms of school. And I keep telling him like
it's important
and mm-hmm. it is gonna bite you. And he's like, you know, first it was like, oh, it's just my freshman year. Well, now it's like, well, now it's your sophomore year too, buddy. You're going into your junior year, like get it together. But he seems to struggle, and probably a lot more like me, he's a super procrastinator. And sometimes us procrastinators think like no matter what we can get it done, and sometimes it doesn't work out. I don't have that happen that often, but I did when I was younger until I figured out how to push through it and just become like a beast. He's not quite a beast yet.
It makes me think of like potentially a couple of times this past school year where he's like kind of frantically like, can you excuse me so I can like get this caught up and then turn it in?
Oh my gosh, I know. He'll call me from school.
Yeah. Right in class, like, you gotta excuse me, I gotta go quick.
Yeah, like, and when she says excuse me, like, please call the office and get me a pass so I can get out of class. And then I'm like, what am I doing? And at this point I don't call anymore. I got Mary's email because like I don't really want to talk to her on the phone. It's awkward. Like,
Remy, I'll take Mary's email, by the way.
Okay.
I could use that.
You know what, Mary, mm-hmm. if you're listening, we won't give it out to anybody else.
No, just, top secret Mary, but it'd be real useful.
It is actually really useful because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, she knows Remy don't have an appointment. An appointment for freaking what? At 1:30 in the day, you know?
The very last second.
That you just found out about. I'm going to need you to excuse Remy in 5 minutes. We had a sudden appointment come up. He's got a real bad toothache. I mean...
They quickly got him in.
Yeah, he's good to go. Oh my gosh. And so, yes, we have seen this with him. It's kind of unfortunate. He will figure it out maybe a little bit later in life. But Courtney does such a good job. We were like, hey, let's bring Court on the podcast here and see if she has any tips for us. We actually tried to convince her to bring her sister too, because apparently she's a real stellar at this too. She was valedictorian, right?
Yeah.
You know, I used to think it was valedictorian. It sounds so much better. Why is it valedictorian? I just don't like it. Can someone change that?
Hey, what do you want to call it?
Valedictorian.
Oh, valedictorian.
It's very regal.
I do.
It's better
like
than
it,
valedictorian.
Like, I love valedictorian.
I know. And especially when it's a female. I think they should rename it.
Kind of makes you think of Bridgerton.
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
I haven't either.
But everyone keeps saying we should.
I know. I mean,
Have you
the
tried?
The traction is huge. Haven't even tried.
Have you tried?
No.
I tried.
The costumes look very fun.
Yeah, maybe. I just could not get into it at all. And I got this lady who keeps harassing me from Wayflyer. She's offering business funding and she speaks in a British accent. She's pissing me off. She calls from a 612 number and I'm done with her. Tricky. So Bridgerton triggered me immediately. I was like, Katie from Wayflyer. So I haven't watched that either. But that being said, valedictorian should be, you probably will be one.
Yeah,
she says maybe. Okay, so do you have any tips or tricks for how you keep it so together?
Like planning wise?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. In school, I always have a planner, or I use like my Chromebook as my planner, and I have like a Google Doc open. And then like in the summer, I always have my Google Calendar updated.
See, I told you.
Mm-hmm. This is fun.
I said, I bet she plans things, like, because I notice a trend that essentially, like, so do you do it with your social life a little bit too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, I notice like generally the days when Remy's over are pretty much the same days of the week a lot of times.
Yeah. That kind of just goes with like when I'm busy though. Like yeah. He like comes over when I'm not busy. So.
Right. But I mean, that's a good balance to have, because sometimes I think you see it very often where it's a very disorganized like chaos of when people can spend time together, especially two people who are actually busy. Incredibly busy.
Yeah.
I mean, Rem's a one sport athlete, but he plays that sport year round. So I don't think it really matters how many you're in. I think it's just how often you're playing them. Mm-hmm. Courtney was just telling us her schedule for volleyball. You're three times a week.
Well, I have three. Technically, I'm five times a week. I have two on Mondays, and then I have two on Wednesdays, and then one on Thursday.
Yeah. And she's working 5 days a week. And then essentially your family does quite a bit of family activity together, mostly over the weekends, right? I notice. And so a planner. So what's in this planner? You say you've got...
Like, do you use the school planner? Because the school gives one, right?
The school doesn't give us one. They maybe give it to like freshmen, but...
Oh, just the freshman year, is it?
I don't know. I just get one off Amazon. It's like a year-round planner, but I only use it in the school because it's like inconvenient to bring it around. Like,
oh, is it like a physical planner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's... inconvenient I find that when I write things down, I remember it better than if I like type it out or like just say I need to do it. So
yeah, that's a good point.
Do you have do you got to cross it off? Mm-hmm. Do you
I like the satisfaction of crossing off the things I've completed. So
A good feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Remember when I got all those planners one time? One of our staff members was super sweet and like, clearly I'm not the best with my schedule.
So she actually, I think, bought you every one that existed, just in case maybe one was the right format for you.
Yeah.
I use them as scrap paper, to be honest with you.
If she's no listening, offense. I'm sorry.
But it is better to use the paper than not use it at all.
I know. And if you know me well enough, you probably know that's not going to work out so well.
Nope.
I have tried so many things.
Yeah, it's okay.
I want one of those, like, I thought about getting a DAC board. Have you heard about this or a skylight?
We have looked at these, yes.
I'm like plugging it into my Apple Watch, which I don't wear. Do you wear one of those?
Sometimes. I don't know. I don't like it that much. Like, I have one and I've worn it and then I stopped. And it's just inconvenient with sports because I have to take it on and off and then I forget to charge it because it's in my volleyball bag. I just can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you write things down essentially in your planner.
How about like your study time?
Yeah.
Because clearly you must do some at-home studying. I mean, you can't pull this grade point average off with just in-school study, right?
No.
Okay. So tell us how much basically like extra you get home from school or, you know, after volleyball or softball, and how much like school extra study time do you got? And is it like allotted where like, you know, it's like a 6 to 8 and you are in the books, or what's the scoop on that?
Well, it depends, because like most tests I take like currently are like pretty big tests. There's not like a lot of like small quizzes. So I then like, yeah, they're like a significant amount of like studying. But recently a lot of teachers have like given leniency and they like give you like a note card. So like my studying is like writing down what I think I need on the note card or piece of paper.
That does seem to be real more accepted, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because do you guys have like full semester finals, you know, where like it is an accumulation of the whole semester? Okay.
But mostly only in math, and that's like scary.
I was just gonna say the worst of them all to have it.
That's interesting. So how much time do you think though, literally during the week, just on average, would you say that it takes to be a 4.0 student? And I know this is different for everybody, but like for you personally, like if you had a Monday through Friday week, are you spending an hour a night, 2 hours?
Probably an hour a night, but that probably change once I get, because at our school, like, juniors and seniors are the only ones that can get study halls. So once I get a study hall, I'll be able to use my time more wisely with that. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll go down to like 45, 30 minutes.
Wow. I mean, that's really not bad, Remington.
It's not bad at all.
I mean, mm-hmm. just put an hour in.
He didn't do anything. I ask him what he does when he gets home, and he's like, Siege. I'm like, yeah, clearly. Yeah.
Siege, oh gosh.
Yeah, so that is a little wild. And, you know, I definitely got it in terms of, like, so when he was in more of the youth hockey realm, you would definitely find, unfortunately, that stuff went really, really late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 10 p.m., before you'd even be done.
Yeah.
And game nights definitely do get him.
Yeah.
Like,
I think he could fix that though. Like, when I'm at a volleyball game, I'm like, before or after the game, I'm sitting in the bleachers or like sitting mm-hmm. on the bus doing my homework. And like, it truly depends on what kind of homework you have. Like, I get it if you have to like color or something. Like, you're mm-hmm. not gonna be able to do that until later. But if you can just like sit on your Chromebook and write an essay, like, that's not that difficult of a task.
I wonder if it's a culture thing. You know, them boys aren't doing that.
No.
On the hockey bus.
No.
Like, it ain't happening. That's not what they're doing on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I don't know if it's maybe just even, you know, but to saying that, though, there is a ton of hockey boys who are 4.0 students. Like, they will announce them at
the hockey banquet,
mm-hmm. and it, surprisingly, there is quite a few. So, yes, some of them are definitely doing their studies. And actually, so it's a little bit less like this last year, but the year previous to that, there was a ton mm-hmm. of them.
Yeah,
I mean, so they were definitely living that like student athlete life, which they mm-hmm. they definitely push and like try to get into these kids. Yeah, I mean, they suspend you for grades. It's, you know, that is very real.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Courtney, you might know this. I feel like to get some of the accolades like all conference, mm-hmm. it seems like that is both grade driven and performance. Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah, I think you have to have like somewhere in the threes. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. Just based on kind of the soccer mm-hmm. banquet and the all conference stats, it seemed like you both had to, your grades and your performance were part of getting the.
There is an academic one too, though, where like okay. you get like awarded for like a higher. I don't know what that one is though, but I think there's two different things. And
okay.
one's more academic driven than the other.
Okay.
So an hour a night. I mean, my mind's a little bit blown. I'm like,
but it's that.
Attainable. Minimal.
Yeah, because an hour is so.
I'll shut off Siege. I'll good. Unplug that shit. Yeah. You know?
And if he would stay up to date with it, like, it wouldn't build up hard. To be that
right, much. Because he is so bright.
Yeah. Like, this is from his mama. This, like, procrastination of, so that's what that boils down to. You've seen me do it.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, okay, so I took my CLC, so my lactation. And I mean, I was just like, cramming it all in at the last minute, almost got suspended from my class, essentially, because I was like taking too long to do it, because it was like during COVID, so you could do it virtually, and I'd like pop on, pop off, pop on, pop off. In fact, I'm probably gonna have to retest out,
mm-hmm.
which is wow. stupid. And so yes, that's I run on that. That's a very bad quality that
your
I
performance
under is, pressure yeah. is real good though.
It is.
Which
you thrive on, his? And I'm sure, I feel like his probably is too, yeah, potentially.
I don't think he gets that much from me. He's maybe mediocre under pressure,
yeah,
where I thrive. So it's like a good and bad at the same
mm-hmm.
time, unfortunately. Now, Flynn is more methodical. Flynn does his homework and, for the most part, prefers to stay ahead of it. Mm-hmm. It's actually odd. During little COVID time, he got like an award from the school for doing like all of his work, where we were a disorganized mess running a pod school, basically. I don't know if you ever
did
heard
have
of this.
A pod school.
So, I mean, we were still working. So like we just brought all the children's in.
Yep, we did.
Shoved them next door with,
Bruce,
with Bruce, the man nanny, who basically
really
made them do
one
nothing.
Of my kids' favorite teachers.
I bet
they
he
told
is.
Me the other day. I loved Bruce as a teacher.
Who knew?
Excellent. I mean, he's not really licensed.
Do you think he could sub?
He needs a license of some kind. Like, no, I shouldn't say a license.
Like a driver's license? Need,
he does have one of those.
Because I think he has one.
For that car he doesn't drive that he puts car insurance on.
Oh, yeah. He's mad about that.
Sam, can you take me to pay my car insurance? Why are you paying your car insurance?
And can't drive to get it.
Where is even your car?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. We're so confused. But I think he has to have a degree. So to be a sub, you got to have a 4-year degree.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Bum deal.
But besides that, that's pretty much it. And they're real desperate for subs. Mm. There's always a sign.
Now, do you start advanced classes or have you already been in them?
Yeah.
You've already been in them? Okay. So do you do like AP classes?
That's next year. Yeah. They don't offer that many AP classes anymore.
English, right?
Well, they do college comp, which is, yeah, that's an AP class. That's I'm going to be taking that one next year, I think. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's intro to lit. I don't know. I think it's intro to lit.
Yeah, I did that one when I was in 11th grade.
I'm going to be in pre-calc, which is technically a college class, but like also can't be a I don't know. It's confusing. And then I was going to be doing college chem, but I think our college chem teacher is leaving, so I don't think we're going to offer college chem anymore. So.
Hmm. Now, to take other college classes, like, do you have to go off-site to do that?
No, you can do some online. Like, you can take, I know they do a lot through CLC.
Yeah, that's kind of their partner. Do you plan on doing that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I haven't thought about it much.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
See how it fits in your schedule kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's harder with athletes too, to get that post-secondary. It seems like it's a little bit tougher to get some of that versus like the non-athletes who kind of go straight to
school
to do the college. Yeah. I had friends who basically graduated high school with an AA. Like, it was kind of wild.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which you're way ahead of the game at that point, which is nice because there's a lot of like 2-year programs. I was actually just reading this thing online the other day about like, it was on, was it Bloomberg or someone, or Wall Street Journal, one of the two, was saying like the most lucrative 2-year programs. Any guesses what they are? Have you heard?
No.
Well, we were thinking like a wheelchair technician would be.
I was thinking like something dentistry. So like
dental hygienist was on there. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything IT?
There was no IT on there.
Okay.
Ultrasonography was the highest, actually. Very high paid and hard program to get into, probably because of that. Respiratory therapist? Isn't that longer than 2 years?
Well, I thought for sure. I thought it was a master's level.
So like did an SLP. I. But it had RT on there for some reason. So not really sure. Like these were, I don't know if it was like 2 years or if they were like expedited programs available of some
that
sort.
That you could do in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, what was the other one? Those two stuck out to me just, I think, because they were in the medical field. But I remember not seeing any IT on there. Oh, now the other ones are going to lose my brain thought
That's
on
really
that.
That's really interesting,
though. The LPN was on there, but it was a little bit lower to the bottom. But it's just kind of been an interesting shift.
It is.
I feel like.
I know Christian's girlfriend had got her AA in high school. So like through high school, finished her AA degree. Then last year, you know, first year of college, kind of fast tracked it. So now her second year of college, she's going to start her master's program.
What?
Yes. So because of that, you know, with that coming in with her associates.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She could have a master's degree by the time she's 20.
She could. Will. She absolutely, yeah.
That's wild. What is she going for?
Some kind of like community, organizational community type stuff. Hmm. So kind of, you know, working for your city and what's that?
Like city admin
type. Yes, exactly.
Work. Okay. Yep. Got it. Hmm. That's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so written organization. Now, you do a Google Calendar.
Yeah.
Because it gives you reminders?
Meh, not even that, just because I don't like to have like the, it's hard to carry around like a planner when you go to like I'm not going to bring in a planner to work. Like, I think that's awkward. Like,
so do you keep it updated on your phone? Yeah. Is that how you use it? Okay.
Well, that's handy. I need to learn how to do this because I can't even work my calendar.
She might have to teach us this.
At all. Mm-hmm. I can't work my calendar at all.
I know. Well, and there's so many, like, you can click so many different calendars in the Google calendar thing. You know how we have our events calendar and then our staff calendar, and then there's can be a personal calendar.
I'm really confused.
Check them all.
Because Leah sunk something into my calendar.
Right. Probably like car seat, right?
No, that one's in my calendar. Not Leah Muller. Leah Simon did too.
Oh, she did.
I'm spitting out names on podcasts. Probably shouldn't be doing that. I don't know, but something's in mine reminded me. For a while, it was telling me all of her activities. And I was like, can you shut that off? Because I don't need to know when your kids are going to stuff. Because I don't even know when my kids are going to stuff.
Right. So my mind would be mind blown.
I know. Because Flynn keeps asking me, what time's my hockey mom? And I'm like, call grandpa. And then I'm like, ooh. And then he asked me the other night, why I never know. And I'm like, it's too much. I can't even keep track of my own schedule. I think that's why I bought my Apple Watch, wasn't it? So that if I left my phone somewhere, well, one.
It would ding you. Well, yeah.
Okay. Kinda. So one, so it would ding
would
my phone.
Would help you find.
So I could find my phone. Okay. That was like the main reason. I don't wear my watch, so that's pointless. But the other thing was so that it could give me my 10-minute reminder before my meetings because I was missing a bunch of stuff.
We have actually been together for multiple watch purchases for you. And never have these watches gotten worn. I'm thinking I might actually come steal one at your house. Because
my newer one now.
Your newer one, if I run with it, it would tell me the distance of my stride.
Okay.
Which I really find
And you know, my
kids
each have one as well.
Yeah,
and they've never worn those. One year I bought Apple Watches for all of us, thinking like, we can all sync up together.
She really did.
I did. And they're all in my home somewhere.
They are.
And I'm paying for them, I'm sure.
It cracks me up.
Because aren't they on my phone plan too?
That you can put on your phone
Because I wanted to text from it.
Yeah.
Which I would never do. It's a tiny screen and I don't even talk to text.
I don't
even hey Siri. Yeah.
When we do it though, we're so yeah, this is gonna be so
it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I know.
And I'm gonna get organized. This
yes.
is the year.
Yeah,
I say it
every
year.
It's a real good intent. Yep. Intent is so good. That's why you have so many of them.
That's a real disappointment to think about because I know what drawer they're in. So feel free to come. It's not even out of the box.
I figured it wasn't.
That one's never made it on my wrist. The first one, at least, I put on.
You did.
For like 2 days, and it gave me a bruise on my wrist, and then it was over it. Goodbye. I didn't like it at all. And I think I spilled on it. So I was like, you know what? I'm done with that. Done. Yeah. But it was an attempt.
Very
to organize.
Good intent.
Also an attempt so that the entire staff didn't have to play the game of, where's Adele's phone?
Yeah,
because I left it in some car seat somewhere. St. Cloud, I'm super notorious for it, actually.
Oh, here it's
yes,
bad.
Yes, it's bad. Mm-hmm. I figured out now kind of where I put it, so I like know to go back.
It's a frequent flyer spot.
Yeah, it's usually in one of the higher up car seats, so it's actually really tough to find.
Because you can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had a lady the other day who lost hers in the store. She thought she did, and it was really in her pocket, and I love her. She's my spirit animal. So we were like looking for a long time, and then her husband was looking in the car for a long time, and it was in her pocket.
Oh, I do like that too.
I do too. I was like, ooh, that's why I bought an Apple Watch and then never wear it. So we're on the same page. Don't worry, lady. Okay. So yeah, the Google Calendar, I might have to learn how to do that. What is your mom super organized? Where do you get it from? Mom or dad? Or on just on your own?
I wouldn't say like my dad definitely wasn't like as organized as a kid, but he was like a good student, but mm-hmm. he was like a farm kid, so he had like a set schedule. Like he didn't do sports, like he wasn't allowed, so he like I don't know, all he did was go home
but
and
they're
do
very scheduled.
Yeah,
right?
It was very scheduled. Like it was like to a T on the time,
because
like,
did he have to wake
six.
Up yeah. yeah chores before school chores yeah. after school. Yes.
And then my mom, she was also a good student, but she was a student athlete, so I'm sure she did some organization, but like now she runs her own business and mm-hmm. She schedules all of her appointments. So, I mean, like she.
So you see her kind of have to be that
what
boss.
What does she use? Does she have a written planner or does she do it electronically?
I think she does her phone and she has a written planner.
Mm. So. Gosh, I got to get on this. I mean, I really wanted this like DAC board or skylight.
Or what's that other like notebook that you bought?
Oh, a Remarkable.
Remarkable, yeah. Because that one girl.
That was going to be the answer Allison to my
had
purse.
One the other day that we were meeting with.
A lot of people have them. Remember, our Steve got one,
too. Oh, and Steve got one, too.
Because everyone
You inspired
else,
Steve, I think, even.
I did. And then they don't
and
use
then,
it.
Yeah. But he uses his
I
all the time
I liked that
with us.
The best out of anything I've tried.
Yeah.
I'm going to fire
you've
that back
You've used it
up.
More than anything you've tried, too.
I just didn't
we
charge it.
We should charge it again.
Yeah, that's the issue. And I think I lost the charger.
I was
kinda
just
like
say,
poor Quartz.
Charging cord. Quartz computer that
yeah,
we wanted to use.
But my little pink iMac I brought in for her, we lost the charging cord, and I don't know where it is. And now that's probably why my Remarkable's been off forever.
I
but
so,
I liked that because the Remarkable is really cool because one, you can actually put PDF forms into it
yeah.
and write on them with the Remarkable pen. And two, you
and
just
you can send it to yourself.
Yes. And you write yourself notes and you can
yes.
send them to wherever. And that was actually super helpful
useful.
For me. So I actually probably need to get that back out. The problem that I have with the writing thing is obviously what?
Legibility.
Yes. My handwriting is actually awful. Like I can't even read it myself. So that's an issue that I don't think at this age I can work on. I don't
it
know what happened.
Tough. A lot of people will bring me like a registry you wrote out and be like, do you think you know what this word is?
Oh, you know who was really good at that? Casey. She knew my
I
writing so
was.
Well. No one ever had to ask me. She just knew. It was a good time. It was like, oh, you can read my, it's like foreign, like foreign
it
language.
Is. But it does become something. You just, your eyes start to learn it. Yeah. I can usually make sense of it. Yeah.
It's there. I try sometimes to be better, but it's just not, unfortunately. So yeah, the remarkable. I'm taking that thing back out. Maybe you need one too. I bet you'd like it. Look at her face.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like, it's that like teeny proper face.
Yeah.
What else did I got say today when Maddie walked in?
Oh.
Oh gosh. I was like, oh gosh.
Sorry, Maddie, if you're listening to this, you were flat out scary.
Holy crap today.
I'm not sure what was happening, but.
And nothing. It was not like, seriously? Nothing was happening.
No?
No.
I felt like tears were coming.
I did too, but not at all. It was.
I just wanted her T-bill.
she probably did want her T-bill. Whoa.
I was frightened.
I know it.
More frightened than Flynn.
Oh, it makes my like heart go to my chest.
Me too. I'm like,
you
what's
just
happening?
Never know. Like, oh gosh,
is there a boy problem?
Right. Is there a boy issue?
Yeah.
Is there something? What else? Is it a social issue? Oh gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're mad at me? What'd I do? I breathed wrong and I looked in the wrong direction. Yeah.
I was scared. I'm like, I'm not looking at
you. I promise I filled your tank up. I did it.
With the premium.
You have gas.
She needs premium gas. Yeah. That becomes a friggin' issue when you drive a little Volvo. She's the Inspiron seats, though.
She does.
So lucky her. Okay, so you don't think you'd like a remarkable, though, huh?
I don't know what it is.
It's well, cool. Sure. It's
once
cool.
We get yours charged up.
Yeah, because it's like you don't have to have your big planner. It's all electronic pages, but you can like flip through it and they're all in there. So you can like download your whole planner into the remarkable mm-hmm. and like flip through it electronically. So it looks like a little tablet, but it has all of your information in it. And then like if somebody needs to see it, like your mom's like, what's your schedule? Dink, off it goes, right? I don't know how any of it works, but it works well. I took a lot of notes. Like I was actually taking notes at a meeting for a while on this.
Yeah. And then you could send them to people. Cause that's what I think our Steve does with his, then he sends them over to his assistant and then she puts them in. What's his assistant company? What's that called again? Well, you had Glorianne.
Yeah, but she changed.
Efficient
Aid. Oh, she quit and started her own.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So Steve has his, now she's like independent contractor for him. Yeah. But he can just like jot it over to his assistant and then she can put it where it needs to go.
I'd send pictures to my kids sometimes. And they draw a little picture.
Sometimes it would be, yes.
And they'd send it over. Hello.
Just little smiley faces.
Hi, thinking of you. So remarkable, I might be back on that train. I don't know. Something.
Yep.
I need some sort of organizational system. If you people are out there listening, you need to help me out. But Courtney's three tips that I heard, like, I'd say planning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So actually scheduling and taking the time out to plan. I bet you a ton of teens don't do that.
And sticking with it. Yeah. I hear and see you stick with it. Yeah. Like, this is not just a plan that I'm going to write down and then throw out the window. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Physically crossing it off. That's super helpful because it's satisfying. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoy that too. So I think that's a good point is like if you're going to make a list or a to-do list or something like or schedule something, then crossing it off to get the satisfaction that you've completed the task.
Yep.
And an hour maybe a night.
And just using your time wise. Yeah. Even like you said, like if there's a little downtime when you're at a game.
Another one is like friends. Like you have to like put yourself around people that like want to like actually motivate you. Like even at sports, like that goes for like everything you do. Like you have to socialize with the right people.
It truly does. A lot of business mentoring stuff too. They talk about that. So it's a real good point. It's a lifelong point.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Even for grown-ups.
Yep. Surrounding yourself with people that have the same goals and visions that you do. Mm-hmm. Way harder when you're your age. I feel like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
For sure. So that's a tough one and actually really insightful of you to understand that and know that because it's hard because maybe the people you may feel a connection to or want to be friends with might not be the people that are going to push you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I think I see that more with Rem. Just in the fact of like his natural draw of maybe even the type of sport he plays or, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. just the group that it ends up being with. Some of them are really on that track, but others, like there's a mix, right?
Yeah. Or maybe like connections from when he was younger that just feel comfortable yet aren't quite what he would truly pick now. Mm-hmm. But you just feel that tie because you've known him so long, that kind of thing.
And he's can always so pull you in. Social. Like where he has so many different groups.
Yeah.
He does and have that's a ton of them.
It's so different
so
all
many
the
rings.
Time.
Yeah.
Like even today, I was like, who are you with? And he names off four people. I'm like, I actually don't know half of them. That's bizarre.
That is bizarre.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are these new? I'm going to need last names. And then I'm going to need to creep. But yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. You got another one?
We did like organization already, but like not like just like note, like keep it like an organized space. Like I'm not saying my room's clean, but I'm just saying like my backpack is neat and tidy, and like my volleyball bag, like I know where everything is, like where I need it. Mm-hmm.
What's that saying?
Your environment.
Cluttered space, cluttered mind, or there's like a saying that people say for it. So true. Is that what's wrong with me?
Outer order, inner calm.
Outer order, inner calm.
You know, so.
I do feel better when I clean my desk off, but I only do it like.
Every so often when we have to have a party in the back room.
But then do you see
there's a shower.
Boxes under my desk?
Yes.
There's so many boxes.
Ooh. Sometimes I think it's because we can't like cultivate that space to be a true like office space.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
So then we have to like makeshift into office space.
I'm like the girl who never unpacked or moved in.
Yeah.
I live out of boxes under my desk and some of them are falling apart. And guess what we found in one today?
What?
A spider.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. It had created a web.
Ugh. I'm like, there's a spider in my box. And I'm like, that's going to have to go.
It truly is.
You should make them bins, not boxes.
Oh my gosh, yes. Because also my boxes fall apart. The one is literally
falling off the side.
I know. No one can move that. Because it's overflowing. And they vacuum around it. Which is also scary to think about. Because there's probably some stuff under there. Actually, Courtney, maybe this is a good project. We should bin me up and organize me.
Yes.
I bet she could help. Because I do, what I do this with is my house. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not maybe good about it in my workspace. I'm a pile girl. And I know, but here's the thing, don't touch my piles because I know what is in my piles and where it is. When I used to work at the title company, it drove everybody absolutely nuts. They hated looking in my office because it looked like a mess, but they could call me at any given time and I could pretty much be like fourth folder down, third page in, over on the left, that's where you're going to find it. And I absolutely knew, but it's not for everybody to like live in that disorganized, but it was organized to me personally.
Right.
My house, on the other hand, like before I started the business, like my Saturdays were always spent cleaning and my brain is much better in a clean house and a clean space. Mm-hmm. So I do have a really bad problem with that I need to have clean. My kids are not good about that. We just said
his backpack. Have you seen his backpack?
I don't even want to know. There's probably shit growing in
there. Is there wrappers?
One time I took out like 7 goldfish bag wrappers. And then there's another time I found like a moldy sandwich.
Yep.
And like, it's like a pile. Like you said, like he's like, I know where everything is. I'm like, well, you should maybe go through it because there's like things you don't need. Like there's things from first quarter and it's fourth quarter. And he's like, no, it's good. I got it. I'm like, do you really? Clearly not.
I mean, I obviously like stopped checking his backpack. But when I did, it very much reminded me of a chaotic mess I would live in. And things were so crumpled and like just all in a ball.
5 folders in there and no paper is in a folder. It's like all out of the folder.
I have failed him. The moldy sandwich thing does not surprise me. We recently just had our cars detailed and the guy had to call me essentially because we were going to have to tack on quite a bit of money to Remington's detail because there was living substance growing in the backseat. Yeah, and it was like, I just want to talk about what kind of mold this is. It was white mold, thankfully, but the hair of the mold was like so long. Like, I'm talking inches. Ooh. I've never seen something like that. I'm like, I don't think that's mold. It's like growing legs. Like, it's alive. It's like Einstein's hair. Like
little hairy spikes?
No, not little.
Long and big?
Long and big. Ooh. Like, think of Einstein hair. It was like his wig was on his floor.
On a sandwich or something?
That's the thing. I don't know where the source of it came from. He said there was like no food. It was growing out of the carpet of the car. So
a bad spill?
Probably.
Yeah.
So then we have his car detailed. We get this thing all clean. It was ridiculous. The guy was there literally. It was a mobile detailer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. Till like 9 o'clock at night.
And he came at like noon on a Saturday because I worked that Saturday. Yeah.
So get his car detailed. It's all nice and clean. And then I have to drive it one day. Just this when I got back from Iowa. And so we decide we're going to drive it in town. It's me and Drew and we're together driving this. I don't even know. Like we had a car swap fiasco basically. And so
I took your car.
Yeah. You took my car home. And then, so we had to get into town. We're like, we'll take Rem's. So we get into Remy's car. after we have it detailed, expecting it to be clean, right? And there's like some cans and whatever, like fairly normal, like nothing too crazy, or so I think. We are driving down the road probably two blocks from my house, and Drew had chucked my computer bag in the back seat, and all of a sudden I look back there and there's liquid all over the place and it smells like vomit. And I am like, pull over. Like, and he's like, what? What's wrong? I'm like, pull over. Because at this point I am gagging, like physically gagging. I'm going to throw up in the car. You know what it was? Chocolate milk.
Oh, gross.
He had left a thing of chocolate milk and it had been hot out and it exploded and it was all over my computer bag. That was like the worst morning. Remember this?
Yes.
And then I had a call that I forgot about because I'm disorganized. Okay. So I'm on my way into town and I'm freaking the hell out about this call because I got my 10-minute warning on my phone.
And then you had no key.
And I had no key to the fucking store. So I literally have this call, chocolate milk all over my computer bag. I cannot get into the store. It's earlier than anyone else is there. Remy has my dad's key. I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast because he's been asking me for it back for a long time. So I'm now keyless Graham to my own business. Yes. And then he's my backup usually. And his key is now absconded with and currently with Remy, which is probably lost in no man's land. And I had to sit outside on a bench outside my store and take this very serious phone call, which was not fun in any way, shape or form. And that was like the start of my morning. It was awful.
It's like Teets. Ugh. She did that today.
Well, she always goes outside. That's like her office. She prefers to stay outside.
Yes.
But I do not, especially when I'm there early to work. It was just like, and Trisha was gone, I think. And I don't know that. Well, I wasn't going to call you because you had just got back from Iowa. I was like, you'll be there soon enough. But then Drew decided to like linger around outside for some reason. And I was like, can you just clean up the chocolate milk in the back seat? And I am sorry, but you know what cleaned it up? Your blankie. So I have to wash your blanket. Because I don't know what happened to that, but I feel like, do you have a little white tie blanket?
Is that my kitty blanket?
Oh, I hope not.
It's my kitty blanket.
Oh, shoot. We'll be replacing that, probably.
I made it.
Shoot. I will make you something with love from the store. I will wash it a million times till it comes clean. But
Teets will get it clean.
Yes, she will. Teets gets everything clean.
Teets gets everything clean.
So Drew's like response to this was to shove this blanket in the chocolate milk. And I was like, that didn't do anything. That didn't do anything at all. You have to clean it. I got to follow up on that. It might have been your kitty blanket. I'm sorry. But that was his response. And then he didn't even clean off my computer bag. So then when we finally did get in there, he threw the computer bag in. He took out my computer and like dug through my bag. Invasive. And then left my bag full of rotten chocolate milk on the table. So then I could smell the milk there too.
Because somehow the milk got in your bag.
On it, in it, it like exploded. So I think it was like so hot that it actually like, it was so disgusting.
That is gross.
And then he made me ride into, all the way into town with it. He went like, I'm like, can we just stop and get some Clorox wipes? Can we go back home and switch vehicles? Like, I can't do this. This is really stressing my brain out. And then I realized I had that call. I'm like, pedal to the metal in this thing. Like,
actually, just go.
Yeah, just go. And then, yeah, I had to take it outside. It was a bad day. So organization, apparently, I have not passed off to my children. At all. Do you guys eat dinner together every night?
Not every night. We try as like most as we can, but like it gets busy because we have things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like families who do that have a real success with organization.
We used to, like when we were younger, but then like as sports started, like
it's very hard when you're always on the run, for sure. Well, those are great tips, I think, for people, and you do an excellent job at it, and I need to learn something from you. And maybe if you could, you know, try to teach my child.
Oh, I try.
I know.
He doesn't listen.
I know. That's also a bad problem he might have gotten from me. He's very stubborn. He'll figure it out. He'll figure out his way of disorganization that can work for him. Unfortunately, at his age, and I had a lot of fails with it as well. Like, I did take AP classes. I did have a good grade point average, but like, it wasn't without like procrastination that would sometimes just kill me and stupidly couldn't get it done. So, and how about you? You're right in the middle.
Yeah, I am. I'm middle. Sometimes I'm real like on top of it organized and other times I'm on the struggle bus.
Yeah.
So I kind of, it varies.
I wish there was like a easy button app.
Yeah.
That could organize my life. I keep looking for that. I've been told a lot of things. Asana, Monday, all these programs I sign up for that I still probably pay subscription fees on because I'm too disorganized to cancel them. And which one did I really not like? Was it Asana?
Yeah.
People kept assigning me tasks.
Yeah, that was the problem.
I was like, do you want me to murder you? Like, what is happening here? I have enough to do already. So-and-so assigned you a task. So-and-so assigned you a task. Who is assigning me tasks?
Because that was not the purpose at
all.
No! It was to get people on the same page.
Yes. And then it was also
like,
to...
do like task mastering together in a sense. So that no one would repeat the same task.
Correct.
But they would, the task would complement
one another. Everyone was on the same page. Instead, what happened is I had 55 emails clogging up my email every morning with assigned tasks. Then it would also tell me when people like finished it or like moved it somewhere. I was like, no. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's done. There's got to be a better system. So podcasters, please, if you're out there listening, please give me some ideas on that. I've tried Googling this. I've looked on people's like...
Yeah,
Instagrams.
Pinterest,
and
I know what I always Google it.
And then people buy me planners that Summer uses for scrap paper. So it's from 2021, I feel like.
It was COVID days.
That's unfortunate too. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. This was our little teen series. Thank you, Courtney, for joining.
Yeah, it was
you
a
did
pleasure.
Really great. She's an example, exemplary example. It's a made up word again.
I love it.
Of organization and keeping it together.
Our future valedictorian.
Valedictorian, Courtney.
Yay.
If you do get it, I'll buy you a crown.
What am I going to do with the crown?
Put it on your head when you walk up there. I also think it's stupid. They just give you these little like tassels.
Yes.
It's dumb. And they're color coded. You know what? I'll get
then
you a
you
crown.
Then when you give your speech, you'll have a crown.
You know what's stupid? My sister got into like National Honor Society, not just like normal Honor Society. And she wasn't allowed to wear her cord, her National Honor Society cord.
What?
She only had to wear the stupid
one they gave you?
Yeah.
Well, when you go, and you'll probably be in that too, not only do you wear your cord, because we'll tell Bjorg you're wearing your cord, okay? You got
yes.
that? And then we will also get you a crown. And I don't want to hear nothing about this crown. I'll sponsor Valedictorian Night. It'll be sponsored by Bob.
Oh my gosh, it will.
On what night is that? It's not baccalaureate, right? That's
nope,
something different?
Not,
I'm not sponsoring different. That. That's religious. It's probably not up my jam. But... what night is that on?
Well, I don't think there is one. So
what?
There's just
we'll sponsor one.
Yeah, exactly. Now there will be one.
Valedictorian by Bob. We could start next. We'll start next year because that'll be your year.
Exactly.
And even if it's only a 1 year thing, it could.
That's fine.
We'll bring it back around.
Yeah, whenever we need to bring it back. Yeah. As needed, Valedictorian.
Casey was Valedictorian as well. Our little Casey. That worked for me in high school as well. She was, 4.0.
We'll still try to get her back.
We do. Casey, if you're listening, we know you're listening to this.
We're still trying.
We're here. Your job's open. Maddens. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. We will catch you guys next time on the podcast. Make sure you're tuning into all our socials. We are on Apple and Spotify, all the things, Instagram, Facebook, and low-key on TikTok. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.